Let us pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, and now at the hour of our death. Amen. It is so good to be here with you this morning after a long time, and maybe we have a close chat with this camera to say good morning to all the people who are following us through social media, YouTube, and Facebook. Bless you all from home, wherever you are. Life is slowly returning to normal. The summer is passing, and in a couple of months, our homes will begin to show the gas, special smell of apple pie, cinnamon, after sure. And the leaves will begin to fall to the ground, and the air will begin to have that beautiful smell that tells us that the Christmas season is closer than we can be. We are talking about Christmas in August. We are about to begin the harvest season. It is very soon. So today, we begin this season, this time of transition, by celebrating the most glorious harvest of humanity after Christ, the Blessed Virgin Mary in her assumption into heaven. Mary today is like that grain of wheat, yielded by the Son of divine love. She was purified by the title of life, and she was ready to become a pure breath of God. If the glory of God is the human being, the fully living person is the full glory of God, said Saint Elizabeth. And Mary was that kind of person, someone fully alive, not someone in survival mode, as we are sometimes before. She was someone living that full life that God prays of. And Mary was like a seed chosen by God with immense love to be the mother of the Lord, to be the mother of that Messiah promised to Israel, in that covenant that will never end. Because in Christ, that covenant of God with humanity has reached the fullness. For this covenant with God with Israel has reached the fullness, extending to all human beings without inclusion of race, language, people, or nation. And a movement so important like this could not be entrusted at random by any person. Mary was not a lucky person who happened to encounter a visit from an angel. Rather, that encounter began before she was born. Mary was predestined, and I know that this is a controversial word we could spend the whole day talking about this topic. But we can say that Mary was chosen in a mysterious and merciful way, not because of herself and to the detriment of the rest of the people, right here and not me, but because she had an essential peace in the history of salvation. Mary was suggested to be a door to heaven, to which her yes during the manifestation of the angel after using to be that the model of God. After that yes in the manifestation, this journey will be carried out and serve the yes of Jesus, who in obedience to the Father is going to this world to be new. Mary, yes, is like an open door to the throne of grace of the Almighty God. the gospel, we concentrate how Mary receives what I get from the Father, we can say that all the participation in the experience of salvation, what I get, that she renews day by day. Mary's love was always a life of love and full surrender to God. She was not a visionary, confident of that they know everything and they know what is going to happen. No, she was a sincere pilgrim of faith. She discovered day by day who God is. She lived the reality. She read some research of Shakespeare's Island, the news that all most merciful dear friends and brothers may I know you more clearly, so love you more dearly and follow you more nearly. And just as she very made little by little in her, in a slow and silent process, a full of vitality, maybe what the new day that they have yet, but she said to God with them and even when the Almighty God of Israel was transformed into a small child in the room, when Jesus came to man in human sacrifice, Mary was still yes to God when that child was going to burn in the midst of the most inconvenient circumstances in their life. And Mary said her yes when that child got lost in the temple, and let her know that she was not born to stay in home to take care of his mother, but that she had another mission to be busy with his father's food. Mary was discovering day by day who God is. Mary, that precious type of beauty, was appearing day by day in her conclusion, and her obedience to God's plan to save her, even when, as a mother, she was worried about Jesus himself. You remember the passage when people thought that Jesus was becoming insane, and Mary ran to look for him, saying that she was able to return home, but even on that day, when Jesus used her material authority to take her son safely away from his wisdom, Mary understood that the obedience to the Lord was the best way to demonstrate love. Because those who do God's will, like Mary, are truly the mother, father, and siblings of Jesus. And besides that love, something that we can contemplate here in our church, beside the cross, Mary gave the soul of her beloved son to the heavenly Father, knowing that he had nothing chosen to have a son as something of her own, but that she was given a son to the world, a brother to all humanity, and since we are all siblings in Christ, through her divine motherhood, we all become children of Mary. And just as Mary gave birth to Jesus in the manger of Bethlehem for rising in this world, Mary beside the cross in the midst of the suffering of death that poured out of her heart, she gave birth to her son for eternal life. And just as Mary, beside all of her suffering, she walked with us, she tried to lure us into the image of God. Today we have heard the words of the Magnificat, and so we proclaim the greatness of the Lord and may he rejoice in God and Savior. Magnificat, Magnificat anima mea Dominum et exultavit spiritus mei. This is a sequel of that song of Hannah, from the fruit of the first fruit of Hannah.
And this psalm, according to Luther, is that after the annunciation, this psalm takes together special importance and a special sublimity to this piece of the assumption of Mary. Today, the soul of Mary taken up into heaven proclaims the glory of God. And I mean it. It is not only that she proclaims the glory of God with her word, saying, God is great, God is powerful, more than this. With her life, with her soul, she proclaims to God. It is not just that she is saying this from the depth of her soul. The greatness of Mary's soul is in itself a praise to God. Mary's very life is a praise of glory. Her soul proclaims the greatness of God. Her example is a praise to God. Her love is the glory of God. Her fidelity, obedience, humility, trust, providence, and all the virtues that adorn her soul glorify God. She is saying what is happening. She's not saying, this will happen. This will happen. No. For this reason, Christians celebrate today the wonders that God has done in heaven. We do not celebrate Mary by taking glory away from God, but rather we recognize the power and glory of God, recognizing that work that God performs in the soul of those who allow themselves to be loved as Him. Today, Christians celebrate that the ark of the new covenant has been built into them. Mary, the temple of the presence of God, that says to now, goes out to their home to prepare a banquet with her son, which will be waiting for us on that road today, when we return to the source of love, from which we dwell where all were, when we go back. Today we celebrate that God rejoices in community, and that community is the fertile ground in which the most precious seed germinates. Today we make Mary's prophetic words a reality, calling her blessed, along with all the generations before us and after us. And today we remember with Mary that God's powerful work for human beings can't imagine. Today we proclaim how Mary's community is exalted to heaven. And Mary is our mother. Mary remains our mother. And she continues to give birth to new souls, souls of creatures renewed by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's Holy Spirit that made Mary a perfect and pure temple of God, of the presence of God that is in us. There are countless people who their life have found in Mary an example of Christian life, and perhaps also finding her that maternal figure that they lack in her. For Mary is a maternal presence of the Spirit of God, someone who helps us to get closer to God, but also to humans. Mary, what is human? Today, Mary has gone to heaven, or better said, Mary has come to heaven. Because you know what I say a lot of times, that the whole heaven is a human soul. So, Mary has not gone to heaven at some time. Mary has come to stay in our hearts, with the Holy Spirit will. Therefore, know that Mary is not far away. Let us drive out to church.
And just as we cry, Abba, Father, as our dear scholar, Dr. Karina told him that some days ago in the peak of our age of Mount Sinai, they were proud too to marry Ina. The confidence, even though we feel far from God, even if we didn't have strength to pray, Mary, you know, as a great life, after made that intention, there was a moment, a time in my life when I loved the gift of faith, and when I was unable to pray to God, I would love to pray, I need to pray, but I can, because I love this gift of faith. Mary, if you are living with the model of God, please, this is Jesus, and you need the faith, the gift of faith again. And I can tell you that Mary don't bring that gift to me, the gift of faith. I can tell you this through my testimony. Shall say in my mother, Mother Mary, help me. Does that understand? She's the real tree from God. Mary will help us. We pray, walking at our side, our trust in virtue. And when the time comes for the harvest, Mary will be with us to present all the church, a pleasing offering to God. So, let us not be ashamed. Let us call upon Mary, because she is still here, praying in the midst of the church, in the communion of saints, walking with us, and gradually all like that, hard. I would like to conclude with the words of the prayer guide. We love Mary so much. Please remember, in danger, in anguish, in doubt, think of Mary, call upon Mary. Get her name, even on your lips, even in your heart. And the better to obtain the help of the prayer, in telling the example of her life. Following her, you do not change. Invoking her, you do not care. Thinking of her, you do not wonder. Upheld by her, you do not fall. Shielded by her, you do not fear. Guided by her, you do not grow away. Favored by her, you reach the goal. If the wounds of temptations arise, if you stumble on the rock of tribulation, look to the stars, call upon Mary. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Amen.